Good morning. Snow moved in on schedule overnight across interior New York and New England, and most locations are seeing a light to moderate snowfall this morning with a couple of inches already on the ground as we head into the morning drive. A low pressure center over the Tennessee Valley is heading north up the western slopes of the Appalachians. The storm is lifting a deep slug of moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico and transporting it into our region as snow. The snow will fall steadily and heavily at times through the morning commute and start to add up quickly. As the low pressure center approaches Pittsburgh, it'll transfer its energy to a secondary low south of Long Island around mid-morning. This will help keep cold air locked into the northern two-thirds of the region with a northerly breeze throughout the day as it becomes the main storm center. Enough mild air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will make it into southernmost parts of the Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England to allow sleet and some freezing rain to mix in. This will cut back on total accumulations in these areas. Otherwise, the snow will continue into the afternoon, falling heavily at times as the new low tracks south and east of Cape Cod. Highs will be in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Snowfall will taper off and wind down this evening as the storm pulls away. Storm total accumulations will be in the 9 to 12 inch range for most of the I-90 corridor, the Greater Capital District, the Mid-Hudson Valley, and the Connecticut Valley. For the Lower Hudson Valley, the southernmost Catskills, and interior southern New England closer to the coast where more sleet mixes in, 4 to 8 inches of snow is likely. For the rest of the Catskills, the I-88 corridor, the Taconics, the Berkshires, southern Green Mountains, and Litchfield Hills, 10 to 15 inches of snow is likely. Amounts will gradually taper as one heads north of Lake George with 4 to 8 inches across the Adirondacks and central Vermont down to 2 to 4 inches of snow closer to the Canadian border. Overnight, it'll continue to dry out and a northwest wind flow will develop and become gusty, and this will bring low temperatures down into the high single digits and lower to mid-teens. For tomorrow, high pressure will build in. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and it will be seasonably cold with highs in the mid-20s. Breezy and cold on Friday with partly to mostly sunny skies, again in the lower to mid-20s. And dry weather will last into Saturday with another area of high pressure dominating to start the weekend, and highs once again will stay in the middle 20s. By the end of the weekend and for the very beginning of next week, it looks like another area of low pressure will head in our direction. Storm track and intensity still very much in question with this next system, but it has the chance to bring us some snow on Sunday into Sunday night, perhaps lasting into Monday morning, depending on the intensity. Highs on Sunday and Monday will be in the 20s, and mostly sunny skies after that system passes on Tuesday with highs right around 20 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a large part of the lower Midwest, the Ohio Valley, and almost all of the Northeast are under winter storm warnings as that latest storm heads toward the coast. The storm will draw in plenty of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, and 4 to 8 inches of snow will fall today in the lower Midwest. A little further south, freezing rain and snow will be a problem, with 1 to 3 inches of snow with ice accretion in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia and New York City. In fact, an ice storm warning is in effect this morning for Cincinnati and a freezing rain advisory for Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. Behind the storm, very cold air is moving back into the middle of the country. Wind chill advisories and warnings are out for virtually all of the Great Plains from North Dakota all the way down to Dallas. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow and fog, 9 degrees with a south-southwest wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, we have moderate snow and fog at 24 degrees with a dew point of 21, 88% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.15 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Fort Myers and Punta Gorda, both in Florida, to a low of 29 below zero at Brimson, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City snow, freezing rain, and sleet in the lower to mid-30s, Boston snow and sleet 5 to 9 inches with highs in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo snow 3 to 5 inches with highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 30 degrees, the low 15. The average temperature 23, that's 1 degree below normal. No snowfall yesterday, just a trace for the month up until midnight, 1.9 inches below normal, but 37.1 inches for the season, which is 1.1 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 59, set in 1890, and the record low, 15 below zero, in 1918. Sunrise this morning at 7.05 a.m., sunset this evening, 5.14 p.m., 10 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Snow today, 4 to 8 inches in most places, closer to 2 to 4 inches near the Canadian border, with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Snow ending this evening, drying out overnight tonight, lows 0 to 5 above, but as low as 10 below in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, snow and sleet today, perhaps heavy at times, maybe some freezing rain in spots, 4 to 8 inches of snow in most places, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Snow ending tonight, then drying out overnight, with lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, snow heavy at times today with 9 to 12 inches in most places and 10 to 15 inches in the Catskills, highs in the mid to upper 20s. Snow ending this evening, drying out overnight tonight, 5 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, snow heavy at times today, possibly mixing with sleet, 10 to 15 inches where it stays all snow, lower amounts where sleet mixes in, highs in the lower to mid-30s. Snow ending this evening, drying out overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Snow, heavy at times today, 9 to 12 inches in most places with 10 to 15 inches in the mountains. Highs in the mid to upper 20s. Snow ending this evening, drying out overnight tonight with lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds in the mid-20s, partly sunny Friday and Saturday, mid-20s. A chance of snow Sunday and Sunday night, even into Monday, lower to mid-20s, and mostly sunny Tuesday with highs staying in the lower 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.